This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House Appropriations Committee continues to take testimony on the governor's proposed budget this week, and something isn't adding up. When DOTD came to the table Tuesday, Appropriations Chairman Jim Fannin started questioning purported savings from the disappearance of 33 jobs.
Walk me through what we're doing and where they're going on the 33.
Daniel Wagesback, a legislative budget analyst, explains.
Three positions are being eliminated, and then 30 positions are transferring to the Office of State Human Capital.
Problem is, the Office of Human Capital doesn't exist.
This is the new office that's being created in the ancillary bill where the division is basically consolidating all of HR services.
No bill has yet been filed to create the new Human Resources Office within the Division of Administration. But DOTD Assistant Secretary Nita Chambers says these 30 employees won't really be going anywhere.
Our understanding, the way this is going to work initially, is everybody will stay in place. They're going to be doing the same work they're doing within the agency in their same spot.
Fannin says he's still confused.
I'm trying to get in my mind where our savings are.
The division's going to have to speak to
whatever.
That.
If you don't really know where you'll have savings or not.
No, sir.
The overall budget proposal claims nearly $25 million in savings from moving more than 300 jobs to the proposed Office of Human Capital. The savings only exist because the new agency doesn't. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.